This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The bodies of two backcountry skiers were recovered from avalanche debris near Silverton yesterday. Officials say the pair had planned to ski near Ophir Pass and got caught in a slide Saturday. Another skier died in an avalanche west of Crested Butte Friday, the first avalanche death of the season. Authorities say avalanche danger is considerable across the state. Congress is preparing new housing protections that could have significant effect in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
The new federal stimulus package does two big things for renters. It extends a moratorium on evictions through January, and it dedicates $25 billion to help pay people's rent bills. Colorado could get about $383 million of that money for renters, according to estimates from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. That's huge compared to earlier state efforts. Here's Zach Newman, an attorney with the Colorado-based COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project.
It's going to go really far. You know, Colorado's share is approaching $400 million. Obviously, that's 7 to 8 times more than what Colorado was able to pass. That is the power of federal legislation.
But he wants to see the eviction ban extended far past February to make sure the aid reaches people before evictions resume. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
At least 2 hour delays on I-70 in Idaho Springs today and tomorrow for road paving. Traffic is down to one lane in both directions until 11 o'clock. A beautiful 55 degrees in Denver. It's 44 in Vail. This is KRCC and CPR.